KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a partly sunny sky, and at 69 degrees, we look for it to be variably cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then again late this afternoon, a high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. An Atlantic man was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident at around 4 p.m. Monday. The crash happened off Highland Road north of the Atlantic Airport. Authorities said the westbound pickup went out of control and came to rest on its top in the north ditch near a field entrance. The man, whose name was not officially released, was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Hospital and later to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. His wife said in a social media post that it appears the man suffered from a broken vertebrae in his neck, chest injuries, and a head injury. He was said to be alert Monday evening, but in a lot of pain. Now, we'll release his name later when it becomes official. The Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Police, and Atlantic Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this morning at 7:30 at the Schuler Elementary School Media Center. The board will hold a closed session per Iowa code to discuss a personnel matter, followed by action in an open session on 2018-19 coaches and sponsors' continuing contracts. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday night released a report on arrests that took place over the past week. On May the 20th, 53-year-old Catherine Ann Larson of Greenfield, who also lists an address in Wichita, Kansas, was arrested at the Casey store in Greenfield on an Adair County warrant for harboring a runaway against the wishes of a parent. Larson was released the following day on a $400 bond. On May 23rd, 27-year-old Brandy Lee Lumpula of Omaha was arrested in Adair for possession of a controlled substance second offense after a canine alerted to the presence of narcotics in her vehicle. A probable cause search of the Cadillac SUV resulted in the discovery of a bag located in the back seat. The bag contained a plastic cup with a white crystal-like substance, and inside the bag were glass pipes believed to have been used for smoking meth. Lumpala admitted after being read her rights that the substance was meth and that she forgot the residue was there on the cup. She was booked into the Adair County Jail and released the next day on bond. On May 24th, 27-year-old Joshua Lee Jones of Creston was arrested following a traffic stop for speeding on Interstate 80. The driver of the vehicle told the Adair County deputy that his passenger, Jones, had punched him in the side of the face. A female in the back seat had an active protection order against Jones, who was charged with simple assault in violation of a protection order. Bond was set at $300. On May 25th, 40-year-old John Michael Burgoyne of Brooklyn, Iowa, was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation after being picked up from another law enforcement agency. His bond was set at $2,000. And on May 26th, 38-year-old David William Pat Clayton of Greenfield was arrested for domestic assault with bodily injury. He was released later that same day after posting a $1,000 cash or surety bond. And on the same location, or at the same location on the same date, was 41-year-old Carrie Lee Ross of Greenfield. She was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury second offense. Her cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Authorities say a 15-year-old Nebraska boy has died in a western Iowa lake. Council Bluffs Assistant Fire Chief Derek Williams says witnesses saw the Omaha boy disappear beneath the water just before 1 p.m. Monday at Lake Manawa. The boy had gone to Lake Manawa State Park in Council Bluffs with two siblings. Williams said three lifeguards were staffing the lake and the Iowa DNR had a boat patrolling the lake at the time. The body was found shortly after 3 p.m. Williams said the boy was last seen on an inner tube near the ropes that marked the end of the swimming area. The boy's body was found near the shore in the swimming area in water that was about 3 to 4 feet deep. In our funeral announcements, Marie F. Gravy, age 95, of Erling, died Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Marie Gravy will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Slyforth, age 87, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died May 24th. Celebration of life services for Gene Slyforth will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Richard Reed, age 92, who's formerly of Wyota, died May 19th in Arizona. A scripture service for Richard Reed will be today at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Don Thompson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Don Thompson will be today at 2 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Leon Joseph Joe Skank, age 58, of Omaha, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Joe Skank will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Lush Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Max Clint, age 89, of Avoca, died May 24th at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Max Clint will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Gene Weiss, age 78, of Exira, died May 23rd. A massive Christian burial for Gene Weiss will be Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Betty J. Young, age 87, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Young will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Rodney Watkins, age 61, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rodney Watkins are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.